Listening, Unit 4, page 26, B.
You will hear a radio interview about nicknames given to cities. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Welcome back to Today's World. Now, my next guest is quizmaster and seasoned traveller Vanessa Roundstone. Vanessa, you love travelling, but the paparazzi will never find you lounging around by the pool or splashing in the sea like many celebrities, will they?
Highly unlikely. I can't imagine anything worse than a beach holiday.
So what kind of places do you like to visit?
Well, I'm more of an urban city person. I try to get away every few months.
What attracts you so much to cities?
There's just so much to see and do in cities. I love hanging out in commercial areas, sightseeing, wandering down narrow alleys. When I'm in cities, I always travel by public transport to become more acquainted with the city. You come into closer contact with the locals when you travel beside them. I just love seeing how the locals communicate with each other. The different facial expressions and body language common in each place are fascinating.
So no limousines for you then. Now you're just about to publish a guidebook with a difference about some of the cities you've visited, called From the Big Apple to Tinseltown. Is the guidebook based only on North American cities as the title suggests?
No, not at all. It includes some of the most popular towns and cities in all continents. I guess I thought the Big Apple, the nickname for New York, and Tinseltown, LA's nickname, were among the most well-known.
I see. So where did the idea for the guide come from?
I always keep a journal when I'm travelling so that I can remember the places I visit and the experiences I have. I was reading through my journal last year when it struck me how many cities I've visited have nicknames. That kind of gave me the idea of putting together a guide where the cities are listed by their nicknames.
So if I wanted to visit, say, Paris, what would I look up?
Well, you'd have to turn to the section on the City of Lights. That was the name given to the city because during the Enlightenment, Paris was a centre for education. A city that received its nickname for the same reason is Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. Its nickname is the Athens of the North.
What's the connection there then?
Well, just as Athens was an important place for learning in ancient Greece, the University of Edinburgh helped to establish the city as an important academic centre. But I also like to think it's because of the historic constructions found on hills in the heart of the two cities, the Parthenon and the Acropolis in Athens, and Edinburgh Castle, which is directly opposite Edinburgh's main shopping street. They're both stunning sights.
What is your favourite city of all?
Ooh, that's a difficult one. There are so many fabulous cities, but if I had to pick one to settle down in, it'd have to be the city by the bay.
I have no idea where that is.
The city by the bay? San Francisco. There's always something unusual happening. I love going for a night on the town there, but it's the atmosphere that, for me, makes it second to none. Everyone seems so laid back and friendly. I always feel right at home every time I go there.